Soy-based formulas for babies, are they safe?
We believe finding the best alternative or supplement to breast milk begins with the safest ingredients. Today, we will closely examine an increasingly popular replacement for cow's milk formula, soy formulas. Soy formulas have been used in the U.S. to reduce colic, prevent allergies, or comfort digestive worries. However, parents are only sometimes aware of the risks or concerns associated. In this podcast, we will discuss everything you need to know about soy baby formulas.
Is soy bad or good?
Dr. Eric Berg, DC, eloquently states that soy has many hidden dangers. He states, "Personally, in a million years, I would never give a baby soy-based formula. When added to baby formulas, soy becomes an anti-nutrient, blocking essential proteins and minerals and putting your baby's health at risk."
Phytic acid.
Phytic acid prevents the absorption of zinc, iron, calcium, and other vital minerals. A unique natural substance in plant seeds' outer layer, phytic acid has received considerable attention. Soybeans have an incredibly excessive amounts of phytic acid and are unusually resistant to breaking down in an infant system. Excessive amounts of phytic acid with daily soy intake can cause a reduced rate of growth. It is more severe in infants as it causes a delay in the development of the brain and nervous system. Scientists found a strong correlation between the phytate content in formula and poor growth, even when the diets were supplemented with zinc. Unfortunately, U.S. formula companies do not consider zinc content when using soy in baby formulas.
Phytoestrogens, plant estrogens, or isoflavones.
The most significant danger of soy for infants is the phytoestrogens, plant estrogens, found in all organic, conventional, or GMO forms of this ingredient. Phytoestrogens are potent human endocrine activators, binding efficiently to the estrogen receptors in females and males. According to Swiss Federal Health Service calculations, soy infant formula provides the hormonal equivalent of 3 to 5 birth control pills per day. Although phytoestrogens are not identical to human estrogens, they are close enough to cause significant hormone disruption, adversely affecting the infant's developing body and brain. Research shows that soy formula contains up to 4,500 times the phytoestrogens found in cow's milk-based formula or breast milk. The high amount of this compound in soy acts like estrogen in the developing bodies, lowering testosterone levels for boys and leading to early sexual reproduction development in girls.
Genistein.
A National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences study found that soy protein contains excessive amounts of genistein, an estrogen-like compound. Like other estrogen-mimicking chemicals in the environment, genistein can alter the body's endocrine system and potentially interfere with normal hormonal development. This chemical, in particular, can harm girls more than boys. A study from the NIH has shown a connection between soy formula given in infancy leads to menstrual pain in adulthood.
Soy allergy?
One of the most apparent reasons to avoid soy-based baby formula is if your child is allergic or intolerant to soy proteins. Soy is among infants' most common allergens, so feeding soy-based formula to your child should always be done with caution. You may quickly notice soy allergy symptoms after feeding your child soy milk formula. While less severe, soy intolerance symptoms can be highly uncomfortable for a little one. Families should avoid soy-based baby formula, whether your child has a soy allergy or soy intolerant.
Premature baby formula.
Studies have shown that premature infants fed soy formula are far more likely to develop osteopenia, indicating weaker bones. This is due to the high presence of aluminum in soy-based products. Aluminum is a toxic heavy metal that, when ingested, can affect the bone and central nervous system. This is particularly detrimental for preterm babies who are underweight or have experienced renal failure. Even with supplemental calcium and vitamin D, radiographic evidence of significant osteopenia was present in 32% of 125 preterm infants fed soy protein-based formula.
Heavy metals in baby formula.
Soy-based infant formulas test 50 times higher for aluminum than breast milk. That is not a number to be proud of. The scary truth. Food manufacturers produce soy by acid washing in aluminum tanks. Acid plus metal equals leaching, some of which adheres to the soy mixture and ends up in the myriad of soy products, including U.S. soy formulas.
Non-GMO formula versus soy formula.
Genetically engineered soy is standard in U.S. baby formulas. GMOs are known to wreak havoc on the body's microbiome, especially that of a growing baby. The balance of good and bad bacteria in the gut health, the immune system, neurological development, endocrine system, digestive function, and more. When genetically modified food is introduced, it can throw off that delicate balance and cause many issues. This is just another reason many parents avoid soy-based baby formula altogether.
Soy-based formula, worrisome ingredients.
To help families identify soy in baby formula, we have listed some of the common ways families will see this ingredient listed on the can or box.
Soy oil.
It is common to see soy oil listed as vegetable oil even though soy is a bean. Yes, legumes have many health benefits, but that does not make soybeans vegetables. Unfortunately, this opens another question about the truth in labeling when it comes to U.S. formulas.
Soy protein.
Families may see this listed as soy or organic soy. As we have discussed, the issues are trypsin inhibitors, phytic acid, and phytoestrogens found in the soy protein. You may be interested to know that the industrialized process of producing soy infant formula deactivates many trypsin inhibitors. This can prevent the required development of the brain.
Soy protein isolate.
Soy protein isolate, used as a binder, is extracted with chemical hexane, an EPA-registered air pollutant, and neurotoxin. Many companies have responded to consumer pressure by only using soy and soy derivatives that are not hexane extracted. Unfortunately, just because a formula is listed as organic does not always mean that hexane extraction wasn't used.
Soy-free formulas.
Looking for a formula to soothe your sensitive baby is not always easy. Families may be tempted to look towards soy ingredients to solve this nutritional need. Good news! European baby formulas have soy-free options that do not put your little one at risk.
European baby formula.
Over 90% of American baby formulas contain soy, usually in soy oil. This is different from European baby formulas, which are highly regulated, and the EU's high infant standards. European formulas have options for the most sensitive digestive systems and severe lactose allergies.
Hydrolyzed formulas.
European hypoallergenic formula options are available if your baby is sensitive to milk proteins. The extensively hydrolyzed formulas are considered hypoallergenic because the lactose or casein, cow's milk protein, is broken down into smaller pieces that make it easier for the baby to digest. Trusted European baby formulas, HIP-HA and HIP Comfort, go the extra mile to ensure proper nutrition without soy, allergy-causing ingredients, or unwanted additives. Each scoop of specialized nutrition contains proteins broken down by complete or partial hydrolysis. These protein fragments are much smaller than those in cow milk baby formulas, making them easier to digest and move through an infant system quicker, causing less gas, bloating, and pain.
Goat's milk formula.
If your baby has digestive problems with cow's milk, goat's milk formula is an alternative. Many studies have highlighted the benefits of goat's milk formula for babies. For example, naturally occurring oligosaccharides in goat's milk were studied for their prebiotic and anti-infection properties. These oligosaccharides in goat's milk formula effectively promote the growth of beneficial bacteria, bifidobacterial, and inhibit the ability of harmful bacteria, such as pathogenic E. coli, to attach to human intestinal cells. According to another study, the growth of babies in goat's milk formula is comparable to the increase in cow's milk formula. This is one less thing for parents to worry about as they choose a different formula.
Soy-free baby formula alternatives.
TheMilkyBox.com carries soy-free European formulas for all infants. We take pride in nutrition that supports our customers' little ones' health today while helping to build a bright tomorrow. Our team of parents and European baby formula experts are here to help you choose the soy-free baby formula that will best suit your infant. Our families look forward to offering guidance to your family.
Disclaimer. Please be aware that this information is based on general trends in babies, and it is not medical advice. Your doctor should be your first source of information and advice when considering any changes to your child's formula and when choosing your child's formula. Always consult your pediatrician before making any decisions about your child's diet or if you notice any changes in your child. Breastfeeding is the best nutrition for your baby because breast milk provides your child with all the essential nutrients they need for growth and development. Please consult your pediatrician if your child requires supplemental feeding.